All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, guys.
How are you on this lovely Wednesday?
It is a lovely Wednesday.
It is a
lovely Wednesday. Look at Leroy.
Getting that camera
Why are your headphones on your cheeks?
Because I don't need it very loud.
Okay, well, you know what else isn't very loud? Not speaking into the microphone.
True.
Sorry.
Thank you. You can also control the volume on the bottom, by the way.
Wow.
She just hit you with a sass.
That was like 30 seconds of sass, like 30 seconds in.
Well, you got me in there. You missed it. I was spitting bars over there with Marcos.
Every time I go hit it, you got to go with an A&T drink.
You got him sounding like the Scat Man.
He goes, it's a little too long. I'll just speed it up.
We're working on a new A&T dry cleaners commercial, and it's going to be like, ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-da-boop,
ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-da-boop. We got great dry cleaning.
It was like Marcos. That doesn't sound like me. He goes, but it's
That's
close.
Some jazz music.
He goes, but it's close.
Oh, man. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory at the Sport in Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. The Marlins, they are rolling right now. 11 straight wins on the road. They beat the hell out of the Reds yesterday, 12-2. Yuri Perez went 5 innings. He gave up a run on 2 hits, 8 strikeouts. Fish put up a 7 spot in the 3rd inning. It was all downhill from there for the Reds, who can't hit. That is why we took the over on Yuri Perez strikeouts. I don't know if I have the guts to do it today with Sandy.
I love you, Sandman.
Slump buster?
Maybe.
Come on.
Maybe, or he could be their slump buster. Yeah, well, I don't know.
You know, let's let the value decide. How about that?
You know what? Good call. That series continues today. 7:10 is your first pitch from Great American Ballpark. Heat, they finished off the California Classic. They're now heading on to Sin City. They beat the Warriors yesterday.
Sin City. Is that what Vegas is called?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What? Really?
No.
Interesting. Really?
Yeah.
What? Since what? What did you think it was called?
Vegas.
All right.
It's been Sin City for quite some time.
No, right?
The concrete jungle.
Even the no, stop.
Well, that's New York.
So no, I like I'm trying to think even when I was there. Yeah. I guess you get that from the movie, right?
I don't know where.
Remember the
movie? I don't know the first person to call it Sin City.
Yeah, I don't like. Yeah, and I lived.
I mean,
there.
I feel like it's based on because it's built on gambling
and ladies of the night. And I lived there.
Ladies of
you
the
didn't
night.
Know it was Sin City?
Nah.
This is strange.
That's a very strange thing. Do you know what Miami is called?
Yeah. Wait.
Sin City Part 2.
No. It's called.
They have a casino named after it.
Yeah. And you are...
Magic City.
You're 100% right on the origins there, Tobes.
Because of gambling and the hooking?
Gambling and the hooking.
The hooking.
And that became... Gambling was legalized in 1931.
Yeah, with the mob.
Yep.
Chicago.
So with vice and organized crime.
No, Chicago.
Chi-Town.
What is it when you're referred to as a city? Don't give me other nicknames for the town.
No.
Second City.
What
is it?
Second City.
That's what Chicago's called?
Yeah.
I thought it was a windy city.
I thought it was
oh, it is
city.
Also the windy city. It is also called that.
Wait a minute. What?
But only part of it is
wait,
windy.
Wait, wait. You just got on me, and he just gave you an alternate name.
That, why? That's
yeah,
okay.
I've always
it's not like I didn't know the name.
Second City is...
You know what Cincinnati is?
Chicago, yeah.
Queen City.
That's the Queen City.
Queen City.
I know that.
Yeah. What about North Dakota?
Cold ass city.
Ethan says, wait until Leroy finds out that Florida is called the Sunshine State. It'll blow his mind.
I know that. It says it on my license.
Good for you. It's like you being proud about remembering your password.
Oh, do you know what?
Y'all best believe I ain't gonna lie. You know I'm in here with a fist pump every time I get the password.
You know what a Crescent City is?
That's New Orleans.
Boom. I didn't know that one. Did you know that one? Crescent City?
Crescent City? I didn't know that New Orleans.
You know why? Because the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
Crescent's right there.
But the other one, everyone calls it the Big Easy.
No.
No one calls
Nobody
it
from New Orleans calls that.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
No, nobody.
NOLA.
NOLA.
No, we don't even use
NOLA.
That.
NOLA.
All right.
Nobody says NOLA. That lives there.
I like this. What other city stuff? This is, you know, this geography thing. If you actually learn it, it's pretty good.
Well, we did learn today Mexico's not in Europe.
That is
crazy to me.
How the conversation went, and I was thinking, who else is from somewhere else? I wasn't thinking of Europe.
But it's called.
You know what they call Cleveland? The dump.
Does Cleveland, is it Rock City? Is that what they call
Rock
it?
Rock City. Is it, no, it's not Rock City.
They call it the Forest City.
The who?
The Forest City.
The Forest? I've never heard of it called that.
What about the, I've heard it called the Land.
I've heard it called the Land, yeah.
The probably, Land,
but I've never.
Yeah.
I'm trying to just go by strict city.
What about Detroit?
Yeah. Motor City.
Yeah.
Motor City, yeah, that's good.
Caitlin Clark, she's going to return from injury tonight. She's missed the last five games with a groin injury.
When she left, she was struggling.
Aces star Asia Wilson left the game yesterday. She fell hard on her wrist.
Oh, that's the worst.
She was playing the Liberty.
That's the worst. Liberty.
You guys forgot a very important city, by the way.
Which one?
City of Brotherly Love.
Philly.
Was that it?
The Emerald City.
Emerald
Is that,
City.
New Jersey?
No.
No.
That's a Wizard of Oz.
Emerald City.
Emerald City.
Orlando? No, that's. No. What was Emerald City?
No, I was right. Wizard of Oz.
Seattle.
What?
Is that what it's called?
Who cares?
No one calls that.
It's basically
it's
Canada.
It's very known for it.
I shouldn't be held accountable for
Emerald
knowing
City.
What they're called on the West Coast.
Rain City. Steel City?
You've count? Been there.
Pittsburgh.
Wow.
I know that.
I like this. This is fun.
You know what the loser city is?
New York?
Yeah, what's that?
Beantown?
Edmonton.
Edmonton?
That's great.
What is Boston? Beantown?
I just said that, yes.
Oh.
What is their city known as, though? Is it just Beantown? They don't have a city?
Baltimore City.
Just says Beantown.
July Sports Talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Love it.
What about Denver?
Stoner City.
Mile High.
Mile High City, yeah.
Mile High
City, yeah.
Ooh.
He's good.
I lived there.
Yeah, we didn't know Sin City, though. I can't trust
I know that.
Well.
Speaking of Denver, by the way.
The whole story is my mom and my dad were going to split up. So me and my brother moved with my godparents, with my mom, to Denver. We were there for 6 months. Me and my brother were, you know, just miserable because we wanted to go back home with our friends. We went back and then had a sister 9 months later.
Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of Denver, by the way, see the Joker didn't sign his extension.
Ooh.
What is now?
Is he getting more
wait. Can I ask you this? Is it because he qualifies for more if he waits?
Everybody qualifies for more of their waits of his ilk, but, you know, it's interesting. They're kind of a poop show right now with all their stuff that went on with their coach last year.
You know what you are.
It's interesting. That's all I'm saying.
You're almost like I'm watching this show Rain, right? And every time somebody makes a misstep, there's always like a little finger on the side trying to manipulate the situation into their favor.
See, here's the thing when people say the more money thing, though. It's like, yeah, but he's Nikola Jokic. Like,
so he's going to just redo it in 4 years.
Yeah, they'll make up the money at some point. Like, it's up to, and it's just like, maybe he doesn't like horse in Denver anymore. Do they have a racetrack in Denver?
Everybody has a racetrack.
Here's probably too thin for the horses, you'd think. Mm. Feels like more of a rodeo state.
That's a good point.
You think a rodeo is easier on an animal?
Than sprinting a race? Oh, yeah. What are they going to do, 8 seconds? Race is 2 minutes.
Mm. Box time.
Wow. Dude, but the 8 seconds is a lot longer because keep in mind,
no, it's not a lot
you put something around the animal to make him mad as hell.
Mm. What, a person?
No, they put... When makes them buck like that, they put the strap on them. They're basically trying to get the strap off.
You're trying to argue a rodeo horse is more athletic than a thoroughbred?
Wow.
More athletic?
Yeah.
No. What?
Wrong.
That's what?
Not true.
Just wrong.
Can't do that.
So who's more athletic?
The one on steroids.
Who's the fastest guy in the world right now?
Usain Bolt?
No.
Noah Lyles.
So would you say Noah Lyles is more athletic than Tyreek Hill? No.
No, but a game is
because he can only run straight ahead in a straight line.
That kind of goes to my point, though. Is like what? The game that Tyreek Hill
running in a straight line and fast doesn't make you athletic.
But the game is longer. So for a horse, you're talking about a 2-minute race,
yeah,
which is basically a whole NFL game, as compared to bucking somebody for 6 seconds, which is compared to a sprint.
Oh, it would be here. You want me to give you a good analogy? It. I'm gonna give you a new analogy. All right. Would you rather be in a fight with one of the puny boxers, mm-hmm. right? Because they're going to hit you a whole bunch of times because they're not fast enough. Or would you rather be in a fight with a heavyweight?
Which heavyweight?
It don't matter because your ass getting knocked out. And it's going to hurt. That little guy might not hurt you, but you might get peppered.
It's a terrible analogy.
No, it's not.
It's right up there with your Carol Brady one.
Oof. My what?
Your Carol Brady analogy.
Who's Carol Brady? It's
not, what?
Orlando should be the Magic City.
All right. Hey, scrub this from the podcast.
That's fair.
Why?
It's the whole segment.
That's fair. I don't need this anymore.
See, the chat is in, they're in off-season mode. Nothing to talk about either. So they just going to attack us.
Yep,
that's how it's going to go. That is how it goes.
This ain't. Wait, let me read some of these. Here we go. Two know-nothings get into a heated debate about nothing. Yes, like,
that's the
how
show.
Long have you been?
Welcome.
Right?
We welcome you.
Leroy rocking Marlins gear, what a show pony.
It was very annoying. I mean, you know. Because you were raining on our bet parade yesterday.
Can I be honest?
What?
I had on the black pants. And I looked in my closet, and I saw black, and I grabbed it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was Marlins on the front. So let's not forget, this was my favorite one. Tobin isn't Littlefinger. He's a chicken finger.
Good for you. I'm glad you're happy. Only one of us didn't know where Mexico was today.
Right. Oof.
That's not how that conversation went, but you did. You did, you know, make light of it.
Speaking of Europe, did you see Joker, who did not sign his extension? Did you see he's now happy again because horse won?
Oh.
Was he riding it?
No. The horse can't drag around that 7-foot giant. Can't.
No, the way those things are, they're all fat. Why is he racing?
He's not racing.
No, but I'm saying, where's this horse running? Look at that track.
That's Serbia.
Look! They were just standing outside a fence. What? That doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count?
That does not count.
I don't know what races are like in Serbia.
Look how close the truck is to the horses.
This guy is so happy. He has not been this happy.
Dude, look at that. Oh, my goodness. That's a Timu racetrack.
I could be that jockey. I could definitely do that.
Look, no, the dudes that do the harness racing,
mm-hmm.
They're
not in shape and weigh 120. You don't have to have weight class.
Look at how happy he is. Literally was not this happy getting the Larry O'Brien trophy.
Right, yeah, like the guy on the back could be over 2 bills because the way the harness is, it doesn't put pressure on the horse. So the weight doesn't matter.
Okay, well, he's not a jockey. He owns the horse.
I know.
But the Serbia attendance is quite light.
They're just standing outside the gate like they drove by.
This does look like a sketchy operation.
Yeah,
what do you mean it looks like a sketchy operation?
For a multi-millionaire, this looks like a sketchy operation.
They're filming it in the back of a U-Haul, driving around the track, kicking dirt on the horses.
I don't think that guy is wearing shoes right now who's watching it on this side here.
Look at him, nothing. No concession stand. They just pull their cars up to the fence.
Well, they're on the back. They're on the back stretch. They're probably by the owner's pass.
How do you bet that?
What do you mean? How do you bet it?
We'll find a way.
I don't think he has to bet it. He has probably has ownership stake in the horse. You think that he's betting on his own horse too?
Yeah, they all do it. Yeah. You know that. You know that. They bet on their own horses.
You already have enough at stake.
Regular old mattress Mac over here.
Hey, dum-dum, is Serbia. They barely have plumbing.
We don't know how Serbia's plumbing is.
Yeah, we don't know that.
We don't know that.
Would have been something, though, if Jovic was there with them. Oh, no. That would have been good.
Cruton? Yeah. That's what you would assume, right? Yeah,
of course. Well, Bam's in Greece right now. That's what I assume. He's there to see Giannis. That's what I would think.
Are we over this Giannis thing?
But is Giannis in Greece?
I have no idea.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
I have no idea.
Hmm. Is that, like, can you do a... Is that weird that Manti Te'o is in a Saints jersey?
It's probably they do themes like every day on the show, so I'm guessing there's probably a theme to it.
Nobody else is wearing a jersey.
See, he's wearing an Alvin Kamara jersey, isn't he?
Yeah.
There's got to be a reason for it. Got great hair, though.
That beard right there is very on the right.
Lane Johnson?
Yeah, very
like. Yeah, he looks like Lineman Santa.
That is pretty sweet beard. Mm-hmm. That's what Toba looks like after 2 days of not shaving.
Exactly. I just shaved before the segment.
Can I literally add all the hair you've had on your face in life and then not add up to that.
You couldn't be more incorrect. I'm
that's a week right there on your face right now.
No. That's hours.
Wait. As long as I've known you, no matter how much you talk about growing hair, you've never had more than the crop dust.
Because I choose not to.
Okay. Listen, this is how you know when a person shaves.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get a razor cut every now and then.
Not if you have steady hands. I'm like a surgeon.
Or not if you don't have hair.
No, you're just lashing out, dude.
Okay.
I'm not
shave with a razor or with electric?
I with a straight edge, like a Peaky Blinder.
Just a single blade?
Yeah, a single blade.
Wow.
Because it comes in so thick, so that makes the shave even closer.
Can I just say this?
It's a good sound effect.
First of all,
I sharpen it on a piece of leather.
Have you ever
what
seen a straight razor?
Yeah, of course. I use one.
No, you don't.
I do, too.
You need a blade hot with towel? Some kind of guide on
it. Of course.
Got to do a hot towel with that. That's solid.
Oh, when just that he put the
not the ASMR.
He put the what is it called the aftershave on it.
Little fragrance.
You know what? Nothing says like I just got shaved with a straight razor, or that you're over 70 years old like Grandpa, like aftershave.
Is what irritating to the face, JFig?
When you put fragrance on your face?
No, because it has alcohol that's supposed to help with the scratches and. Hopefully the bumps.
Yeah, what's scratchy is my. I can already feel it.
Because I'm gonna tell you,
wow.
Feel it coming in.
Shaved with a razor.
Pretty thick.
When we did. Remember we did the
beard. Of course.
I did the thing with the company.
Mm-hmm.
I shaved, and let me tell you, Jennifer, that first shave with the razor, right? You're like, man, this is so much simpler. Why haven't I done this before? Then I got up the next morning. Face looked like a Nestle Crunch, and then I knew why.
Ooh.
My skin too sensitive for them hard, jail razors.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll play our favorite Wednesday game.
Rats all for shrimp.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
Program.
What do we got today, Jennifer, for Rattle for Shrimp?
Riptide. Riptide and Power 96. The free shirters.
No, that was a free shirt, too.
You cannot be talking. You are also a big fan of that. Me and Marcos are representing the station.
Hey, I paid for this.
I'm going to tell you right now, I am a big fan.
I got paid for this.
I just got asked for a free shirt from Galen. He's like, give me a dirty boxing shirt.
Did he? Really? So. You know, he likes to ask for stuff. Well, I don't know if he ever cashes in. Every week he's like, hey, improv, I'm coming this weekend. And he never does.
Well, who gives him the funds?
You should have told him, send your email.
Mm. What is who is the
minute ticket?
Yeah,
we got Steve-O this week.
Steve-O. Really?
Yeah, we got Steve-O.
Do we look view him as a comedian or an entertainer?
Definitely just an entertainer. He doesn't really even tell jokes. He just shows you.
Does he do stunts?
No, he shows you videos of
stunts. Oh, and you know who did that? Remember, did you go when we went to see, what's that show that comes on True TV?
Impractical
Jokers.
First 48.
Yes,
yeah, we saw them.
Didn't they break up?
No, one guy left, I think.
Yeah, one guy left. Those guys, actually funny, except for one of them. You know.
Hey, wait.
What's up?
When I said you know the show on True TV.
Yeah, first 48.
And you said what?
First 48.
First 48.
Yeah, it's filmed in Miami. Wow. Is that not filmed in Miami? I got candy.
I think so.
Yeah, I heard you. You pulled a Leroy with the ASMR snacks.
Oh, what?
You know we got breaks to eat.
But here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
During the break,
tell them.
You got to go get the snack.
Uh-huh. It is a haul.
Right.
So you want a vending machine put over here?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Can I just say this?
They should.
Dear Candyman, you got to do something about your selection.
That's fair.
Okay.
I feel like you can put in a request, Leroy. You just have to talk to engineering.
You guys seen that Dubai chocolate that's going on?
Engineering's in charge of the candy,
too? The green chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard.
The green chocolate?
Yeah.
Green
pistachio chocolate.
What do you got today, Jennifer, for rats?
Well, for rats, we have... How do we feel about LeBron James playing for the Lakers this season?
Ooh.
Reports are things are getting frosty.
Ooh.
Why? You know... A lot of thoughts. You know, it's just not good over there. He's kind of annoyed. He's not happy with them. Maybe no extension talks. Saw that they sold for $10 billion. Doesn't like the roster. It's all Luka this, Luka that. You know LeBron James. He likes a passive-aggressive stink.
He does. He does kind of.
And I got to tell you.
The thing is, sometimes you got to be comfortable with the decisions you make. I think at times LeBron has every right to do things the way he wants to, and he shouldn't worry about what people think. Sometimes he's too conscious or too aware of what people think, and it comes across as passive aggressive.
It kind of feels like he sees the new kid in school and he goes, oh, they like him better, huh? It's a little like a bombshell coming into Love Island and messing up the chemistry.
Nah, because guess what?
And I gotta
really He went through it. He went through the same thing when D-Wade said, hey, you got to be that guy.
And it's different, though.
Why?
Because he's 22 years in, and he's LeBron. He's the face of the
league. But why would he expect anybody to build a team around him?
Because he's LeBron.
Don't matter. It's 40-year-old LeBron.
Some would say LeBron James, you know, next to a shooter, defensive point guard, power forward, like, versatile, and a lob threat.
Cool.
Interesting fit.
Look at that.
I'm rats off a ship that LeBron plays in the Lakers this year.
I don't think he is. Like, he won't even start this season?
I don't think so.
I'm not rats off a ship.
I don't think so.
I'm not rats
I don't think so. I don't think he's playing on the Lakers this year.
Here's why I can't be rats off a ship. Because your intentions, you're trying to build the Heat.
No.
And you're setting up every situation so these players come to the Heat.
Have I thought about?
Is that, like, wait. No, you know what? When LeBron left. Come on, dude.
Hmm?
Come on.
What?
Don't be.
You know what heals all wounds?
Don't be that.
You know what heals all wounds?
Don't be that guy.
Frog Boy, yes. Time.
Time heals all wounds. Time heals all wounds.
You're not Pope Petty for.
I'm not that guy anymore. And, you know.
What?
Yeah, guy needs some shooting around. And like, where would you want to develop Bronny?
Oh, yeah.
Heat system. You can't have him play in L.A. Bronny's not going to develop over there.
Can't do it.
With only you got to send his ass to South Dakota for a few.
That's right.
That's going to make him a pro.
Oh, Sioux Falls?
Mm-hmm.
So you think once LeBron leaves, Bronny goes right after?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Package
follows
deal.
Him?
A little sweetener.
Packy.
There's talks that the Lakers and Heat are talking. Like, they're talking about a Wiggins deal. What if a Wiggins turned into a Wiggins-Rozier and Jaime Hawkins deal for LeBron and Bronny?
Look at that. You know what?
And of course, they got to give us a first round pick back. $52 million. You got to take a
hey,
something.
First of all,
what?
Come on, dude.
East is wide open.
Hmm. Come on, dude.
The East wide open.
Yeah. This is a compound fracture right now.
What do you mean?
Because you just...
Wow.
Like,
injury
come on.
Talk.
So...
Why is it a compound fracture?
Let me get this straight. You are now welcoming LeBron back to the Heat.
I would welcome LeBron back to the Heat.
At the right price.
At the right price. On our terms.
Wow.
On our terms.
This right here.
Lakers don't give him the respect he deserves.
And you would?
Of course. Time heals all wounds. Wiggins gets
not in
back
the Twitter
the
world.
Hey, Twitter world. Rest
that's
in peace.
Called saving receipts.
That's fine. Listen, he'd have some receipts on me, that's for sure.
Think.
But time heals all wounds.
I think I was at the store with you one time when you bought some of those
tickets. I think we'd all be, you know, we'd all acknowledge we were both in the wrong, you know?
Look at that. Time heals.
No! But time heals. No! You can't take responsibility for what you did by saying we were both wrong.
I think we know.
Who cares about it? Only worry about yourself. This is a self-help group.
Would you welcome LeBron back?
I never. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so it sounds like we're on the same page.
No.
Like we're on the same page.
Time.
Except for one small fact.
You walked right into that.
You trashed him when he left.
Deserved.
I did not.
Deserved.
No, was it?
That's because you love Cleveland.
No, that's because a free agent can go wherever the hell he wants.
Only one of us does a show with Jay Crawford. He cried. Buxton.
It's true. Got you there.
Just because you say Boston doesn't mean I'm Boston. That's how he tries to get out of. That's the see
that's exactly
you guys.
How it works.
You guys are falling for this, and you fall for it all the time.
What? Interesting how the
you try to get out of your responsibilities in an argument, and you just go Boston. Boston, I got no Boston.
You
see,
been
right? You some of the things you said about LeBron when he left here. I mean, come on.
305 Maniac says LeBron is in the middle of building a mega mansion in California right now. Well, it sounds like he needs a place to stay for a couple of years while it's getting built.
It's going to take some time if you do it right.
Sounds like a good old retirement home.
Time. A retirement home.
By the way, LeBron's going to be with the Lakers next year.
You think so?
Yeah.
Then why all the frostiness?
What do you mean frostiness?
Eh, I don't know.
Hey, you read into stuff too much.
Do I?
Yeah.
All right.
You do.
That statement about Rich
Paul. And how about this? You ever notice that there's always something brewing with a player that he wants?
I don't say I want him. I'm just saying I'd welcome him. I'm not like actively recruiting. I'm just saying if you're looking for a place to go.
And you're going to get him to play for the
wants to play point guard? Wants to play point guard? I know a push. Jennifer, where were your rats? You think LeBron's going to be on the Lakers?
You guys make very compelling arguments, but gotta say. I'm rats off of shit.
Yeah, see? They know what everybody realizes. It's Luka's ship now.
Wow. Listen, I'll be on that. I'm on that ship.
Okay.
He's going to be with the Lakers.
Okay. Huh. Froggy?
Time heals all. And heels hurt to walk in. But what? They go with the bag. That you
so you've heard?
Your lip gloss in. It's a Drizzy Drake line.
Oh, Jesus.
And I say all that to say.
Who's lip glossing?
No.
Something like that. Rats off a ship, dude.
Rats off a ship.
Wow.
He's going to realize how many wrong moves he made. Going to the Lakers. Getting rid of AD. Betraying Drizzy. Those are all the things that he's going to understand. Drizzy. He betrayed him.
Why do you continue?
You know he has like Kendrick Lamar tweets from 2012, right?
He betrayed him.
Okay.
Betrayed him.
What's number two, Jennifer?
Well, Leroy, this one's for you. How do you feel about fat shaming? Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
All right.
Meanwhile, vacation photos are popping up of Patrick Mahomes, and he's fat. I'm going to say it. I'm going to tell you the truth. That's why you hit the play button.
Okay.
He's an embarrassment. You're a $500 million quarterback. You made all these comments in the offseason that we're going to do our talking on the field. We got our butts kicked in the Super Bowl. We're coming back with a vengeance. Dude, you're fat. Your belly would be fat at my pool, hanging out with us, 60-year-olds, okay? My skin's flabbier than yours. I get it. Stop. Stop the fast food. Do a sit-up. Do something.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sure he's worked out and strengthened his arm, and he's done all kinds of different things, quarterback things. But there's no training to this man. I don't understand it. He's not a kid anymore.
He's got more?
You can't just run through your NFL career eating Taco Bell all the time and door dashing fried chicken, which he loves.
Jesus.
That one place over in Leewood where he gets it all the time.
It's getting oddly specific.
It's time, dude. It's time. And this going to camp and getting in shape is like 1970s baseball. Nobody does that anymore. That's not how it works at the highest level. But it is the start, and it is time, and I can't believe he was on vacation with his family, and he's
can we pull up a picture of him?
I can report. If you haven't seen the picture, I'm just reporting to you right now. He's done nothing but eat and drink this offseason.
I'm going to tell you
this. I need you to know that is a Kansas City radio host. Yeah.
Like, you want to talk about ingrate?
Wow.
He won three Super Bowls.
He
won three Super Bowls, and this guy, he lost one to a great team. Who is this guy?
Kevin Keitzman. I think.
Ooh. Can we just see a picture of him?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Because I'm gonna tell you right now. Before I pass. now, can I say this? Being in shape is not a matter of how you look, because I know some guys that work their tail off and they just never look like they have muscles. It doesn't mean that they were out of shape, right? That could be.
Also, though, like, you should get a couple pounds for every ring.
Right. Wait. No. Oh, we had that rule.
Did you?
Bill Belichick would give us a pound to win.
Really?
Yeah, after a certain period of time.
Good God.
Wow.
I got eyes on our boy.
Let's see.
Eyes on our boy.
He better have a muscle shirt on, and he better be.
I also don't even think Patrick Mahomes looks that bad.
No, he better be bodied by Jake.
So he did mention, though, that, you know, obviously he's older. So.
I don't care.
Damage
but
is done.
But you know what? Leroy's older, and Leroy looks great.
I don't care. Him?
That's the one.
He got a dead body, too.
Well.
And you weigh a lot less.
Yeah.
Not so good. This is the guy who thinks with that body, he has the right to tell a three-time Super Bowl winning champion quarterback if he's in shape or out of shape. He's the guy.
TMZ.com says that Patrick Mahomes' trainer went Khabib on him and went on a rant on X that said, "Send me your location."
Wow. Right. Wow. Like, here, we all have these guys. You all have friends, right, who look like they're out of shape, and you go do something athletic, and they can run and jump all day. Like, how your body – this guy here – is saying because Patrick Mahomes plays football, he should look a certain way. His body should look a certain way. And this clown has determined what that look should be. No!
But again.
And he's won three Super Bowls. Let's not forget that. In your town. This is not Skip Bayless throwing a hand grenade in the room and getting out. You're in the house.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
He went out for like 2 minutes.
Wait,
who
would that be equivalent to?
It would be if like somebody fat shaming Dwayne Wade in like the middle of the middle of
the big three,
or even like after the big three, and being like D Wade, you know, like Pat Riley said, less pancakes. Like I have three rings.
Right.
I did some research on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he has a bit of a history with this Chiefs team.
Oh, yeah?
There's an article here from 2019 that he actually was taken off air indefinitely after comments about Andy Reid's family.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he's one of those guys. Look.
I have heard that the Kansas City Chiefs, like, you know, there is like, when you're on a radio show, like, or you're on a radio station, yeah, some teams are more sensitive about it. I've heard Kansas City Chiefs are very, very, like, sensitive about what is said on their flagship stations.
But guess what? They just won three Super Bowls. They can be that way.
He's flat.
Right. Like,
you guys just won. Why do you have to complain about something so minimal?
Then go, Patrick, put down fried chicken.
If you want to make a stink. Interesting choice there.
Right. Fried chicken.
Interesting choice there.
Like, wow. Wow. What about, like,
would have been safe if he would have just gone Taco Bell.
Just right. No, Taco Bell.
It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough.
Stop at Taco Bell.
But I don't.
How long was that audio? Because he.
I don't understand. When is it good enough? Right. The guy's won 3 Super Bowls.
I was
right. Right. He's worth every penny they pay him. Mm-hmm. He's never done anything wrong. He's handled himself like a pro. And when is enough enough? When can you just sit back and appreciate what he's done? Right? And I would also say this. When it's time for that guy to play, whether he's fat, whether you think he's fat or not, whether he's banged up, whether he's hurt or whatever, that's the one guy on that team you can depend on.
I hate it.
And you trash him?
He's an embarrassment.
Right.
Tua doesn't even have 3 rings, and I like when he's fat. Doesn't run.
That's like
you're gonna love him this year.
Wow. Let me tell you something. If I was Patrick Mahomes and I won 3 championships and I got that big contract, I would send a whole truckload of fried chicken to this man's house.
That's a good prank.
You can.
That's
but
a great
also,
prank.
It's a waste of chicken though.
It's a waste of chicken, and
I'll take some chicken.
It might be a win on his part too.
It's gonna be like at the end of Dodgeball.
Yeah,
guy's gonna be sat on his couch.
I could have been.
Maybe send a whole truckload of the bones of the fried chicken.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
But
that's
like
better.
So.
You like, would like the birds looking more.
Murdered. Isn't this too much? Like, isn't it too much?
It's way too much.
It's way too much. He crossed the line.
Right.
That being said.
But why? In there, it's not like it's down here.
Right.
Where they haven't won a playoff game in 25 years. It's not like it's with the Jets, where they've been dysfunctional for however long.
No, look, we've even questioned. People were like, oh, is Tua partying too much this offseason?
Yes. The answer is yes.
What? You don't know that.
No, it was yes.
But Tua hasn't won. Like, there's not a finish line.
Yes.
You know? Like, Patrick Mahomes is like, if Patrick Mahomes doesn't do, he could go 0-17 this year, and the guy will have statues and roads and everything named after him in Kansas City.
Right. But, like, it's.
That
it's
being
like,
said.
It's almost, you know what? That sounds like a guy who's jealous of what somebody else has. And so he's going to pick at it. Like, you know what? Like you say,
I'm rats off
not
a ship.
That cute.
I'm rats off a ship on fat shaming Patrick Mahomes. But that being said,
rats off a ship.
He got a dad bod.
Is it worse than fat shaming a mannequin? People want to know.
People want to know.
You know, Mahomes didn't win 3 Super Bowls in a row. He's out of shape. It's like
Patrick.
How
Mahomes.
Many straight Super Bowls has he been to?
4?
How many AFC championships has he ever?
7?
He's never made the AFC championship.
Right. Just think about what you're saying. Who you're saying this about. Let's talk about all the injuries they had on offense and still won championships.
Crazy.
Like, yeah, man.
So you're rats off a ship?
Off a ship here.
Yeah, that guy's a clown.
Froggy?
Was it 5 Super Bowls? Has he been part of 5 Super Bowls?
He won 3 and lost 2. He lost to Brady, and he just lost to Hurts. The Eagles. Yep. Hurts.
Can't keep track.
And is it 5 straight? No, because Cincinnati went 1 year.
Oh, okay. All right, anyway, I apologize. Am I rats off a ship on fat shaming? No, man. Lose some weight.
Wow. Marcos, we went down to the machine and you were breathing heavy walking back. You think you should be telling people that?
You can't do that. No, you can't crawl down a fat shame and then you fat shame him for a walk.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
And it was.
I don't want. He can't tell somebody they're out of shape, get in shape.
It was a brisk
pace. You're a wheezing.
It was a brisk pace I was going.
No, you weren't.
You can admit it was lunges more than a bit of
no,
a wasn't walk.
Because you were nervous that you were going to drop those little bitty candies you were eating.
Why do they make them so small?
Oh, we got to take a break. Back after this.